am in the midst of about 10 young women here at a community theater center in the heart of Accra's most popular slum called Old Fadama. They are all sex workers. Some have succeeded exiting the practice while others are yet to do so. They sing as they get ready for the day's workshop organized by an international NGO, Theatre for Change.
Okay, Rita, last one.
No. Miss Mahumo bed near when you saw Yalinibi.
Yalebe.
Gonorian. Obasawa Kura, sister.
At this meeting by the young men, they share their stories of how horrifying it has been for them being prostitutes in Accra. Their experience as narrated to me by their spokesperson, who wants to be called Nadia, has been traumatic. Nadia says she and her colleagues get abused and lack the appropriate protection from law enforcement agencies.
As a street girl, if you go to the police station to report that maybe if a man came to pick you up from the roadside and took you to the house, beating you up, they'll not even give you the face to even listen to your complaint. So don't they? They'll just psych you. So that's why it's most sometimes if the customers come, when their clients come, and maybe they misbehave or something, right? They feel very difficult to go and report to the police, because if they know that if they go, they will not even have time for them to listen to their statements or maybe to follow them to go and arrest the person. No, they will not.
Nadia says, although they know the practice is illegal in Ghana, they have the right to be protected when they report abusive incidents to the police. She alleges, however, that the police rather take advantage of their situation to further abuse them.
You'll be standing by the roadside and the policeman will come in and yes, we arrest you for being a prostitute around the road. And maybe the person might, because you are afraid, the person might say that you have to pay some money. If you don't have the money, if the person sees the way you are, as pretty girl like you, we see we have people have bad intention on their minds. Instead of taking you to the police station to solve your problem, they will tell you, okay, then strip yourself naked and just have an affair with you. And they'll just psych you. Maybe the person doesn't want your money. Others will not take your money, but they will have sex with you and dump you, so you go free. Others will take your money and sleep with you and dump you. Others will not do anything to you. They'll take you straight to the police station and for investigation before you have a bill to pay yourself.
Nadia confesses to me that poverty has landed many of them in prostitution and says many of the young women want to exit. Human rights advocate Johnson Kefume tells me the country has no excuse not protecting the fundamental human rights of these women. He says, until social protection interventions are made to get women from poor homes to rebuild their lives, the least that can be done for them is to protect them from abuses despite their involvement in illegal professions.
Each and everyone has a right to be free from all forms of inhumane treatment. So it doesn't matter what they are doing now. What matters is how they are treated as human, so that we can say they are human beings that have the right to see a doctor, have the right to report an abuse to the police. They have the right to have good shelter. They have the right to live in an environment where nobody will discriminate against them or stigma them because of what they are doing now.
The NGO Theatre for Change, which is helping these girls to learn about sex and get to understand the dangers associated with their work, hopes to impact their lives and get them off the streets to do respectable jobs. Nicolette Lorawe says the effect of many women entering into prostitution is devastating and urges for proper debates to begin in Ghana about the practice.
I certainly think that there needs to be better policy surrounding sex work. There has to be an acknowledgement that it exists and that people are moving into it. So then there has to be some protection put in place for the sex workers who are currently working as sex workers. They need protection because they're currently suffering from all sorts of abuses. At the moment, the sex workers that we work with aren't comfortable in going to police when they are raped, when they are stolen from, because the police are not willing to help them because they consider their careers illegal.
For now, many advocates for the rights of these marginalized women wish the newly created Ministry for Gender, Children and Social Protection would take up the matter and initiate the step to tackle the menace.